There are times when big city mayors are on the hot seat, when issues of the day put them in the public spotlight. Boston Mayor Kevin White was in the center of race relations in 1979.
This city will never come together until more people politically are willing to come to the forefront. That's the people they elect, school committee, city council, businessmen, and not just give speeches about what the mayor should do.
But how did Boston come to be perceived, and at least nationally, as the most racist city in this country?
To say that Boston is the most racist city in America is to know very little about American cities.
But at times, Mayor White was also out of sight, as his right-hand man, George Regan, could attest.
Kevin White, like everyone else, got sick, but no one ever noticed. He came out when he wanted to on his own terms.
Regan served as Mayor White's spokesman for 10 years, often doing battle with reporters covering City Hall. Now, 28 years later, when the issue of Mayor Menino's accessibility is raised, Regan is still ready to defend a sitting mayor.
Mayor Menino is the most accessible politician I've ever seen. And for the media, he's like a narcotic. He's a drug. If you need him at 4 o'clock in the morning, he's there. You need him at 6 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, he's always there. So now when you stop taking drugs, in this case, interviewing the mayor, everyone goes, oh my God, where is Mayor Menino? What happened? And the city is still vibrant and we're still getting along. The only ones that are concerned are the media because they haven't talked to their drug in a long time.
If you believe Regan's take, then the media got a partial fix this week. On Monday, Mayor Menino's doctor held a press conference announcing that he was being privately transported from Brigham and Women's Hospital to Spalding Rehab. But that fix was short-lived when reporters asked deeper questions about the mayor's health.
He's done very, very well, and so we are pleased to announce today that he is being transferred to Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital, where he'll begin that next phase in the expert hands there of the care team, and we look forward to him doing the important therapy work and then getting back to where he needs to be.
But does the public deserve more answers about the mayor's health and perhaps a photo op of the mayor? Ray Flynn has seen the privacy debate from both sides, as city councilor during Mayor White's term, and then as the man who succeeded White as mayor.
I go to meetings and I like to do one thing and one thing firmly, and that is to tell the truth.
Like White, Flynn was often in the public spotlight, dealing with the controversies of the day, like at this 1988 community meeting over public housing integration.
What we're talking about here is fair and equal access to public housing in the city.
Unlike the chorus of support for Mayor Menino, Flynn told me he doesn't think the media is doing enough to find out about Mayor Menino's condition. What may be missing from the discussion of Menino's accessibility is a city crisis. Back in 1978, Kevin White was out of town during the blizzard. Without controversy, the outcry to see or hear from the mayor is reduced to a newspaper column here or a talk show there. So the word from City Hall remains the first and last word. The mayor's staff assures the public that city business is running smoothly, and other lawmakers and officials are walking the line and affirming that. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.